I'm holding a war ration book 4, it says here, that was issued to you, Catherine Benson, your maiden name. Inside there are all these stamps. What would you have been able to buy with these stamps?
I think we could buy flour and sugar and some items that were hard to come by. Shoes, when it came to gasoline and tires, I'm not sure whether you used those stamps or not, but we had to have permission from the ration board to do it, where these were issued to us and we could go to the grocery store and get what we needed.
See, now here's a ration stamp that's marked coffee. Many of them are coffee. Many of these, it's printed spare. What does spare mean? That you could just use it for anything?
I expect. I don't know.
And then on the back it says, never buy ration goods without ration stamps. Never pay more than the legal price. And when you have used your ration, salvage the tin cans and waste fats.
We did that.
They are needed to make munitions for our fighting men. Cooperate with your local salvage committee.
So we saved everything. We saved tinfoil, and I don't know what they did with it, but we had a lot of tinfoil with your gum or candy. We saved all our fat. They needed it, and any cans they were used, we really recycled. And this we did. With everything, we knew they needed it, and we knew then that whatever we saved, it would help for the boys that they could have the coffee and things that we didn't have.
In the Dust Bowl days, do you recall neighbors moving and going to California?
The ones that went to California were mostly the ones that lived on the farms out more in western Oklahoma. The Grapes of Wrath, the way it was written. A lot of those people were from small farms that were more in eastern Oklahoma. They couldn't cultivate the land and make any money. Where out in western Oklahoma, the dirt all blew everything away. And so a lot of them just left their farms and they maybe gave them to a neighbor for $10 or whatever so that at least that somebody would own the land. And now that land is gas and oil producing, and they also have the windmills out there now.